There will still be self-servers then, but they will not be heeded or given power as they are now. Not everyone is equally intuitive, and even those who are sometimes swayed by their own issues and opinions. Some take pleasure in the idea of conspiracy because it confirms their belief that evil prevails in the world. Those who are unhappy may find some comfort in this belief because it takes the responsibility off of them to find happiness. After all, who can be happy in a world overrun by evil? Others like the drama and intrigue of a conspiracy. Others use it as an excuse to complain, without doing anything to change things. Complaining is much easier than fighting for what is right. Besides, how can you fight a hidden enemy like the conspirators? They have been carrying on for decades with impunity. They must be very clever and powerful, probably omnipotent by now, or so the argument goes. All of this must seem confusing to you, and it is. That is the point. The self-servers are creating so many stories through channels in particular that it is hard to know what to believe. As many falsehoods as truths are coming through channels today. Most of them are unsuspecting servers who have given themselves over to a message that they believe has importance. They feel a duty to convey what they are receiving to others. This sense of duty is present in all channels, whether they are serving the servers or not. So this cannot be the measure of whether something is true or not. Just because a channel feels a strong commitment to channeling something doesn't give it validity. So how can you tell truth from fiction? The first question to ask after hearing or reading about something is how it makes you feel. We are not talking about whether it makes you happy or sad, but how it makes you feel inside. Do you feel a sick or sinking feeling upon hearing it? Do you feel afraid, hopeless, despairing, powerless? These are signs that the information is coming from a negative source. Even messages of warning from positive sources will not convey a sense of hopelessness. They leave you feeling that you can do something to change the outcome if you don't like it. What, after all, would be the purpose of any message of doom if you could do nothing about it? Servers don't give people messages about things they can't do anything about, only about things they can. Self-servers, on the other hand, offer messages about things you can do nothing about. They may even tell you what to do to avert it, but that would never be enough. You sense this and end up feeling fearful and powerless. For example, a story is circulating of an invasion of the reptilians, a 7-foot reptile-like race of extraterrestrials. They are said to be landing by the millions soon. Those who received this message were told to surround the Earth with light, in defense of themselves. We don't deny the value of surrounding the planet with light, but people have been doing this for years. Is it reasonable to conclude that this could stop such an invasion? Even if it could you count on enough people doing this? It is useful to question why this information was given. Extraterrestrial servers would not give information like this because it would serve no purpose. It would only instill fear. But instilling fear is exactly what the self-servers want. Another question to ask when trying to discern truth from fiction is whether or not the information is rational. Just because information about extraterrestrials deals with the unknown does not mean to suspend common sense in evaluating it. Many who believe in extraterrestrial life believe everything that comes their way. But believing everything is the flip side of believing nothing, neither is discriminating. Falsehoods are being perpetrated for various reasons, some for simple self-interest and others for broader goals. In your transition from planetary to interplanetary beings, you are very vulnerable to trickery. Certain extraterrestrials have come here to take advantage of this. Don't believe everything. Even if someone else you respect is totally convinced of something, decide for yourself what is true. It should not be too hard not to believe everything when so much of the channeled information is contradictory. After reading contradictory information from various channels, you are forced to conclude that someone is wrong, or maybe everyone is. More likely, some of what every channel says is correct and some isn't, with some channels being more correct than others. So it is not as simple as finding out which channels are right and which ones are wrong. Don't fall into the trap of concluding that a channel or a particular article or book is all true or all false. More likely there is some of both, And you must determine for yourself what is true and what is false. Remember, the self-servers are trying to confuse you so that you don't know what to believe. Therefore, they will mix their fiction and fear with truth, and they will speak in the loving terms of servers. You cannot count on loving phrases as proof of the validity of something. The self-servers know you are vulnerable to feeling loved and valued. They sprinkle their messages with as much love as the servers, sometimes more. The difference is that they use loving words to manipulate you into trusting them, while servers convey love less through their words and more through a feeling sense that underlies the material. Beware of gushy expressions of love and phrases designed to endear you. Most highly developed servers convey their love in less direct ways. Not only do self-servers offer a mixture of truth and falsehoods disguised in loving words, but channels often channel a mixture of information from both servers and self-servers. Self-servers are able to interfere with the servers' communications to channels under certain circumstances, particularly when the channel is tired or ill. This also happens to channels who are not operating fully in the light because of negative thoughts and feelings. When channels are under stress, temporarily overcome with negative emotions, or living daily with negativity in their environment or mental habits, they may draw self-servers to them. Channeled material is still an important source of information, however, and should not be discarded altogether. Servers are using channels today more than ever to bring in the new ideas needed to transform people and the global situation. New inventions and ideas, creative inspirations, spiritual understanding, and uplifting truths are coming through channels today, as they always have. But there also is more interference today from self-servers than ever before because these times are so critical. If you are a channel or if you are interested in benefiting from channeled material, here are some suggestions for protecting yourself from negativity and falsehoods. 1. How does the material feel intuitively to you? Does it uplift and excite you or does it make you feel fearful and despairing? 2. How does the channel feel to you? Try to tune into the channel's energy, to his or her consciousness. However, don't judge a channel by outward appearances, which can be deceiving. 3. Does the material make sense? Is it logical? Are the arguments substantive? Does one idea follow from another? Use your intellect as you would in critiquing information of any kind. 4. Pay attention to how you feel as you read or hear each sentence. Be willing to reject some of the information without rejecting all of it. 5. Raise your own vibration through meditation and commitment to service, and you will attract helpful, positive information and people, like attracts like. If you don't want to be exposed to negative material, live in love, joy, acceptance, and peace, and avoid fear, hatred, despair, guilt, and shame. Self-servers are attracted to negativity. Chapter 8. The first contact. The positives have a general plan for introducing themselves to you. The negatives' plans concerning this are unpredictable, but will be known to the positives as events unfold. How this drama is enacted will be influenced by the negatives since the positives will be, in part, reacting to them. The positives will have to work around the negatives' activities. When the first open contact is made, it will shake the world. People will not know what to think. Even those who have accepted the idea of extraterrestrials will be shocked, as they face the need to further integrate this. They will, of course, be less shaken than those who have not believed in extraterrestrials. The positives will not announce their presence until the non-believers are in the minority. The positives are waiting for this time because they know how disruptive an announcement like this can be to a world. They know that if at least half the population is psychologically prepared for a meeting, then the announcement stands a chance of being acknowledged rather than ignored, laughed at, or repressed. There have been times in other worlds when extraterrestrial contact was not accepted for what it was. The people refused to believe what was before their eyes and either denied or repressed the experience. As you can imagine, they could only do this for so long before they were forced to accept what they saw. Nevertheless, Undoing denial or oppression can be painful and time-consuming for a population, which is why we hope to avoid this. If this were to happen, it would not be unlike your current situation, where those who have not denied the experience are laughed at or persecuted and those who regain their memory are traumatized by their remembrances and then laughed at or persecuted. Although some in your world are still bound to deny or repress the experience, if most do not, the encounter will be considered a success. Mass denial and repression are what we want to avoid because this would cause undue pain and delay the achievement of our goals. We anticipate three possible reactions to the announcement that extraterrestrials are here on Earth. 1. The announcement will not receive media coverage. Instead, either the government or others who feel they are acting in the people's best interests will try to cover it up. 2. The announcement will be covered by the media, but as a joke, dismissed, and then covered up. 3. The announcement will be taken seriously and all activities between the government and the extraterrestrials will be handled openly and honestly. Obviously, the media will be a key player in the first official contact. The positives have every intent of including the media and inviting them to interview them. They believe this is the only way that mass acceptance will occur. They have seen what has happened when media coverage has not been allowed and activities have been kept secret. The desire for media coverage is one of the most obvious differences between the positive and the negative extraterrestrials. The negatives have shunned media coverage because it would interfere with their covert activities. The positives, on the other hand, will use the media to accomplish their goals and to expose the negatives' activities. They will use it to unite the world, not divide it as the negatives have been trying to do. The media is a powerful force for good, although you have not always used it that way. The positives will show you new ways of using your telecommunications systems to the world's advantage. They will help you set up telecommunications throughout the world so that even very remote areas of the globe can be linked to the rest of humankind. This will allow for more and better educational opportunities and improved understanding between nations. This could, of course, also be misused. For instance, who determines what will be broadcast and will commercials be allowed? The extraterrestrials have guidance to offer you on this and many other subjects. They have been through this transition before on other worlds. Sometimes you will receive conflicting advice even from the positive extraterrestrials, since there are many varieties, each with their own point of view. You will have to sift through their advice and decide for yourselves what to do. You will need very wise leaders for this, but they are already appearing. The problem with the positives will not be that they may deceive you because servers don't do this, but that their advice may not be appropriate. However, you will have to be on the lookout for negatives posing as positives and guard against their deceptions and bad advice. You will not be able to count on the positives pointing out the negatives to you, either. They will give you clues, but they believe you must learn to discriminate and make your own choices and mistakes. When the first contact is made, it is likely to stop the world temporarily as news of this passes from one person to the next and is processed. There will be as many reactions to this news as there are people, since each person will have individual feelings and ideas about what this will mean. For instance, the toy maker, who never even believed in extraterrestrials, may be elated at the prospect of a new line of toys depicting the various extraterrestrials. The minister, to whom most turn in times of crisis, may be having his own crisis of belief. And the science fiction writer, who always wanted to meet an extraterrestrial, may question his past works or future livelihood. Everyone touched by this will react according to his or her own situation, needs, desires, and viewpoint. The only constant will be that everyone's image of the future will be in question. Some people will be more comfortable having their view of themselves and life upturned than others. Some will be thrilled, while others will be equally frightened. You will see all manner of extremes as people struggle to come to grips with the shock. Rarely does a race have anything as shocking happen as meeting with an alien race. You know how native peoples in your own world were affected by this. Your meeting with extraterrestrials will be no less upsetting to the world than this. Once such a meeting is made, as you know, there is no turning back of time. History is changed from that point forward. It will be up to you to see that it is a history you are proud of. The positive's intent is to help you build a better world. If they didn't believe this was possible now, they would not be here. They are here to help you transition to a fourth density world, one that functions more harmoniously and more fully in the light. One thing that will be different about meeting the positive extraterrestrials than meeting people from another culture is the difference in development. We are referring not only to intellectual differences, but to differences in spiritual evolution. Many will feel as if they are meeting gods because of the enormous love, acceptance, peace, and wisdom exuded by the positives. An encounter with positives is not at all like an encounter with negatives, which can be a terrifying and depleting experience. Nevertheless, not everyone will feel uplifted by the positives. Some people have blocks that will prevent them from experiencing this. So not everyone will have the same reaction. Conflicts will undoubtedly arise from the various reactions to the positives, but most people will be open enough to feel the positives' love and wisdom. Those who do feel the positives' love will instinctively trust them. They will evoke feelings of worship from some people, but no one will be encouraged to worship them. The positives are here to teach you of your own godhood, not make themselves gods. They have been your gods before, but they come as equals now, as members of the same family. They are here to reunite you with this family and invite you to take your rightful place in the galaxy. They will not lord their power over you, tell you what to do, or give you the answers to your problems. They will welcome you into the family, tell you about it, and guide you in functioning more positively in your own world. In helping you improve your relations with each other, they are preparing you for relating to your galactic neighbors. Once you have healed your own world, you will be ready to function as interplanetary beings. Some of the positives will be very beautiful to you and some hideous. This will cause you to examine your concepts of beauty and the value you have placed on it. It will become apparent that physical beauty is only one form of beauty, as even hideous creatures evoke your love and respect. The ones that are hideous to you will not be introduced to you at first, of course. We understand the illusion that physical beauty holds for you, as well as what you consider beautiful. Therefore the Pleiadians, who are most like you, will be the positives' first emissaries. Be forewarned, however, that the positives come in all forms and not all ones you would consider attractive. Not only do extraterrestrials come in all forms, but some have no form. Many of those observing you are non-physical, but can materialize any kind of a form they wish. They will materialize a form to suit their purposes, most likely a human form that will allow them to intermingle comfortably with you. However, some negatives also can materialize and dematerialize. You can be sure they will use this to their advantage. Once the positives have announced their presence, the negatives will act more overtly than previously. They are likely to impersonate positives and try to persuade you to take their advice. However, their advice will cause you problems, which is their goal. It is not even that they have distinct goals, except that you not progress. They want your societies to deteriorate and to be overrun with negativity. Then, they believe, they will be able to overpower and rule you. Therefore, anything that will contribute to your demise will do. The negatives are easy enough to distinguish from the positives, even when they make themselves look like them. They can be distinguished by their behavior, their methods, and their energy. Many of you will be able to feel their negativity, but their behavior and words will also betray them. The negatives will be invested in having you follow their advice, so they will pressure you to take it. They will try to convince you with hype and promises, like any salesperson. So beware of sales pitches. The positives will not be pitching anything. They will offer advice when asked and hold forums on your problems. They will offer solutions without claiming they are the only ones, and they will not insist you follow them. The negatives are likely to use fear to convince you to listen to them and adopt their solutions. They will tell you stories of what has happened to other worlds, and what they believe will happen to you if you don't follow their advice. These stories will be false and designed to scare you into doing as they suggest. Their suggestions will aggravate your troubles, not alleviate them. With a little careful thought on your part, you will realize this. You can trust your intellect to determine what is likely to work or not work in your world, so don't be misled into believing that you are incapable of evaluating the solutions offered you. Any technology offered to you can be understood well enough by your scientists to know whether it is feasible or not. Don't take anyone's word for anything without examining it critically. You have numbers on your side. Not nearly as many negatives are involved in your world as positives. The negatives are therefore at a disadvantage. They will have difficulty getting your attention because there will be many others with whom you will be working who will be offering more sensible solutions than the negatives. Still, some people are bound to be duped. The adage about safety in numbers is good advice when working with extraterrestrials. Working with groups of extraterrestrials will be much safer than working with individuals. The likelihood of being duped will be much less if you make a policy of interacting with groups of them, and within committees of people. That way, you will have the advantage of many people's input and intuition. Furthermore, the orientation of an extraterrestrial is easier to determine with a group of them than individually. A group of negatives is easy to spot, but one negative alone is more difficult to peg. One sure sign is that they don't cooperate well. Even though you need to be cautious in accepting advice from extraterrestrials, the potential for benefit to your world technologically and spiritually from contact with the positives is enormous, and therefore worth the effort and any challenges. Working with the positives will even be challenging, as working with any different culture or race would be. There are bound to be misunderstandings, hurt feelings, bruised egos, and the usual problems that occur when individuals come together to solve problems. It will help to focus on your shared concern for planet Earth and the welfare of the human race. This will bind you and help you overcome your differences. You will be willing to overcome your differences because you each have something to offer the other. Perhaps you have just been thinking of what the positives can do for you, but they are also here for their own purposes. They will be asking things from you as well, and you will have to decide whether you want to help them. The negatives will have requests, too. The positives don't necessarily oppose your fulfilling the negatives' requests because they believe in the negatives' right to survive. However, some of the negatives' requests will be false ones, designed to waste your time and resources and distract you from the work of uniting and healing your world. So you will have to be discriminating even in granting requests for help. The negatives need not pose a serious threat to your work with the positives. They are likely to cause confusion and teach you something about discrimination, but that will probably be the worst of it. Some material from other channels may contradict this, however. It may speak of diabolical plots, special weapons, invasions, vast numbers of negatives, and so forth. Please remember that the negatives want you to believe that they are powerful and here in great numbers. This increases their power. When you hear stories of negatives that frighten you, remember this. It would serve no purpose for us to understate the reality. We are not understating the negatives' threat. Those who overstate their threat are being used by these forces to spread fear. What purpose would it serve us to understate the situation? What purpose would it serve them to overstate it? These are the kinds of questions you need to ask. Question the motives for what you hear, and ask who is likely to benefit. The positives will always be honest with you. If there is something they don't want you to know, they will not tell you, and they will probably tell you they cannot tell you. They will not make up an answer to manipulate you. This is a basic guideline of how we operate. The positives may not always be right. However, their predictions may prove false, but it won't be because they are trying to manipulate you, but because prediction is difficult. The negatives, on the other hand, will use your desire to know the future to fool and manipulate you. They will also try to get you on the wrong course by dangling something you want in front of you. For instance, they may tell you they have the answer to your energy problem. But when you pursue their solution, you come to a dead end, having wasted precious time and money. You cannot trust the negatives to tell you the truth. They will tell you whatever is in their best interest. Truth has nothing to do with it. Lying is their most common tactic. Of course, they have a way of doing this that draws you in and gives you just enough reason to believe them. They are clever liars. If you think of the con artists you have heard of, you will have a good idea of how negatives think and operate, but more skillfully and with more technological resources than the best con artists on Earth. Think of how much more vulnerable you are to beings with special powers and technology, how much easier it is for them to fool you. You are especially vulnerable now because your world is unstable. Like con artists, the negatives look for those who are most vulnerable. They take pleasure in kicking people when they are down. In their minds, they are doing them a service by teaching them a lesson they need to learn. It is good that your society is wising up to con artists because that will help you deal with the negatives. The adage, if it's too good to be true, it probably isn't true, is a good one to remember. Con artists and negatives prey on those who want a quick fix or easy way out. But you get what you pay for, and if you're not careful, you won't even get that. We have examined what to expect after contact is made. Now let's examine how that contact might be made by the positives. Doing this will not only prepare you, but also help you determine who is contacting you, in the unlikely event that the negatives contact you before the positives. The plan is not set, but we can describe a few ways the positives won't contact you. We will not disrupt the airwaves and make a statement. This would be too sensational and controlling. We will not take control of anything in order to gain your attention because this sends a message of aggression and dominance. The last thing we want to do is have you feel you are being taken over. For the same reason, we will not flaunt our powers. That would only intimidate you. We don't want you to feel disempowered or frightened. That is key to our plan. We will also not appear spectacularly on the White House lawn, for many of the same reasons. Drama and splash are not our style, but the negatives. We will also not approach anyone in the media without first contacting key people in your government. As much as we will use the media once contact is made, our business is with your government officials. Not with the media. You can expect us to contact the President of the United States because this is a matter of state, an official greeting on our part to your head of state. It has already been explained why the United States officials are targeted for first contact. How will this meeting with the President be arranged, if not through the media or a dramatic arrival? The Pleiadians will contact someone who can arrange a private meeting with the President. Certain strategies may be used at that time to convince that individual of the Pleiadian's extraterrestrial identity. In the meeting with the President, a means of informing the public will be agreed upon, most likely through an announcement and introduction by the President. How will the President be convinced of the Pleiadian's identity? We have ways of proving this. And how will he or she be persuaded to make this announcement rather than cover up this meeting? We will convince him or her. The Pleiadians are also prepared to make the announcement by some other means, perhaps through some other official. Other governments will be contacted shortly thereafter, with a similar message of peace and camaraderie. After the initial contact is made with officials and the public, the positives will work with officials to establish a committee to help us achieve our mutual goals. We will work with you any way you wish and expect you to formulate goals as well. We don't expect or desire to dictate even the format of our interactions, but we will make suggestions. We wish to work cooperatively jointly with you toward solving your problems, especially the problem of peace. But how this is done will be largely up to you. The negatives, should they approach you first, will act more dramatically and dictatorially. They may attempt to imitate us, but that is not easy for them. They don't know how to cooperate or negotiate, so this should show. They are bound to be brash, overconfident, clumsy, and insensitive to your feelings and needs. These are things to look out for. They are also likely to opt for secrecy rather than honest disclosure of their dealings with officials. This is another sign. Openness and honesty are watchwords of the positives. Deception is difficult in an open atmosphere. Since the negatives will be relying heavily on lies, openness works against them. They will probably have logical reasons for secrecy, but be forewarned that this is not how the positives will operate. One final word of caution: don't align yourselves with only one group of extraterrestrials.